Okay, I invite you all to take a 15-minute plunge into the phenomenon known as Sanna Marin. It can indeed be said that she is a phenomenon, not just an individual, and no longer a politician, since she has left the Finnish parliament and embarked on a new role as a strategic advisor at the Tony Blair Institute. Sanna Marin originally came from Tampere, the second largest city in Finland, where she was an ambitious and idealistic local politician. She quickly climbed the ranks in the Social Democratic Party. When the party's previous leader had to step down as prime minister, Sanna Marin took over the role in December 2019. At that time, she was the youngest prime minister in Finland's history and for a brief period, the youngest prime minister in the world. Finland's economy had been blowing through a rough patch for a decade, and the starting conditions for Marin's tenure were challenging right from the get-go. Then came the curveball of the century, the COVID-19 pandemic, and in early 2022, Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Marin showcased a significant leadership skills in both of these crises. Finland's pandemic measures have been rated amongst the most effective in the world. And as for Russia's incursion, in this new era of geopolitics, Marin proved to be pragmatic, heeding the will of the people, and leading Finland into NATO membership in the fastest accession process in the alliance's history. She has been a very popular politician with a strong fan following. People have cheered her on and rallied behind her. It has been observed that she has brought something entirely new to Finnish politics with her own presence and style. However, Marin is also a divisive figure. She comes from a very strong left-leaning background, and this has been evident, for example, in her difficulties engaging with Finland's moderate right wing. Last spring, Marin's party lost the parliamentary elections and she couldn't continue as the prime minister. Many people abroad wondered if the Finns had lost their minds. However, there was nothing extraordinary about the election results. Marin's left-leaning government had taken on significant debt, and in the eyes of many, Finland was just living beyond its means. Her left-wing economic policies didn't please all voters. Now, regarding Sanna Marin's rhetoric, I want to highlight one notable characteristic in her communication style, and that is determination. By determination, I mean self-assuredness and clarity of speech. The broader Finnish audience got to witness these traits in Sanna Marin for the first time in 2016. That's when she was more widely recognized. Marin, serving as the chair of the Tampere City Council, found herself in a tight spot. The council meeting was deciding whether Tampere should have a tram system. The marathon meeting was sprawling, it was chaotic, yet Marin managed to maintain remarkable order as a chair. She displayed notable determination and clarity. A humorous video compilation of Marin's chairing skills emerged from this incident, and it became quite popular in Finland. And I think there is something quintessentially Finnish about this. If someone can bring order to chaos, they are unmistakably leadership material. The impression of determination was certainly heightened by the fact that Marin was just a little over 30 years old, which made her a young female chairperson. And many of the council members who were using long-winded speeches were elderly men whom she had to corral. Finnish people got to witness the same determination during the COVID-19 pandemic. At that time, the government held several press conferences to communicate how they were managing the pandemic. Marin expressed herself very clearly and consistently. She showed no signs of uncertainty. Early on, Marin announced that to prevent the spread of pandemic, the government would isolate the region surrounding Helsinki from the rest of the country. This was an entirely unprecedented measure. It's largely thanks to her determined leadership style that citizens felt the situation was under control. In politics, determination and clarity can take you quite far. Sanna Marin hasn't necessarily stood out as a great orator. Her strength lies more in concise expressions with which she deftly addresses the matter at hand. One of these even gained some international attention. A journalist asked how the war in Ukraine could be ended, and Marin responded as follows.
Way out of the conflict. The way out of the conflict is for Russia to leave Ukraine. That's the way out of the conflict. Thank you.
That is vintage Marin, I think. One characteristic of Marin's rhetoric is her unapologetically confrontational style as a prime minister. Some might describe her approach as polarizing. She expressed her desire to shake up the prime minister's institution, which she viewed as narrow and restrictive, and shake it up she did. In the fall of 2021, discussions first arose about Marin inviting her friends and cultural figures to party at the prime minister's official residence. She responded to the conversation by posting this picture. "Hey, boom, boom, boomer, chill out, take it cooler." The quote is from a Finnish pop song that was popular at that time. The reference was, of course, that those concerned about the party were boomers, rigid conservatives stuck in their ways. Naturally, this upset some, but it seemed to only work in Marin's favor. In the spring of the same year, a study by NATO's Stratcom Center was published, which reported that government ministers had faced a significant amount of misogynistic online harassment. One distinctive feature of Marin's government was that many key ministerial positions were held by women. In response to this study, Marin tweeted, "Yes, women lead the government, get over it." And it was funny because he said it in English, "get over it." Her firm reaction pleased many, but on the other hand, some felt that now even ordinary political criticism was being labeled as motivated by misogyny. It was also pointed out that Marin had received exceptionally positive attention in international media, precisely because she was a young female leader. A traditional middle-aged Finnish male politician might not necessarily have made it to the covers of Vogue and Time magazine. The partying didn't end there. The following year, a private video leaked to the media showing the prime minister dancing wildly. Moreover, recordings surfaced of Marin's friend spending time at the prime minister's summer residence. A scandal ensued. sparking a lot of debate, some of which was unnecessarily moralistic. It's clear that the Prime Minister deserves some downtime too, and it's not her fault if some untrustworthy individuals leak such videos to the public. However, Marin did apologize for one photo, saying it was inappropriate. In it, her friends ended up in the negotiation room of the Prime Minister's summer house, where they posed like, well, you'll see for yourself how they did. Marin herself addressed the controversy in the public speech and was visibly moved when she said, "I am human, and even I sometimes seek joy, light, and fun amidst these dark clouds. There are all sorts of photos, all sorts of videos that I wouldn't want to see, that I know you wouldn't want to see, yet they are shown to all of us. It's private, it's joy, and it's life." Her emotional disclosure was seen as convincing, and she garnered a lot of sympathy. Marie's determined presence is particularly evident in her ability to change her stance without facing critical questions about flip-flopping. She initially didn't support Finland joining NATO, and on the eve of Russia's full-scale invasion stated that it was highly unlikely that Finland would seek NATO membership during her tenure as Prime Minister. Just 4 months after this statement, Finland submitted a NATO membership application. Now Marin has stated that Finland joining NATO was an act of peace. Well, in this specific case, the change in perspective was very understandable, as practically the entire Finnish population rapidly shifted their opinion on NATO membership in the aftermath of Russia's attack. Another example. Before the last parliamentary elections, Marin stated that she wasn't going to work abroad after the elections, despite rumors suggesting otherwise. Then she turned out to be wildly popular in the elections, becoming the second highest vote getter in the entire country. A few months after the elections, she requested to resign from the parliament because she had secured a job as a strategic advisor at the Tony Blair Institute. With unwavering confidence, she stated that in her new role, she could serve her constituents even better than as a member of parliament. Would it be so? Really? Perhaps the future will show. At this point, some political analysts commented that this doesn't look good from the democracy perspective, creating the impression of a politician advancing their own career. Handling public affairs at the highest level was merely a stepping stone to personal success. Nevertheless, Marin still maintains a strong fan base. It doesn't seem to be shaken even by the fact that Marin was originally known as the left-leaning and ideologically oriented politician. And now she is out and about at Paris Fashion Week taking selfies with super capitalist celebrities. Some naturally wonder if the politician has forgotten her old values, but others admire Marin's ability to build a personal international career. You have already seen that images are a significant part of Marin's communication. This is indeed true, and it would be a big mistake to overlook the visual rhetoric she employs. Here's a screenshot from Marin's Instagram account. Take note of number of selfies and use of artificial filters. Marin has realized that reaching voters requires more than just a strong ideology. It also involves tickling their emotional side. And perhaps that's exactly it. A couple of weeks ago, I talked to a friend who said she voted for Marin precisely because she likes her style, not for any specific political content. And I think this seems to be the spirit of times in general, particularly in the United States. Political parties increasingly define themselves through a so-called emotional brand identity. This shift distances them from concrete political processes and structures. It's all about how politicians appear in the public eye and how voters can identify with them. A prime example of this is, of course, Donald Trump. The old Sprite soda slogan declared, "Image is nothing, thirst is everything," but now it seems like image is everything. Marin succeeded in reaching those who believe politics is too male-dominated, too patriarchal. This is in spite of the fact that 47% of Finland's parliament members are female, and Finland consistently ranks among the top three in international gender equality indexes. But the power of perceptions is strong. Sanna Marin managed to shake up the assumptions and prejudices associated with the office of the Prime Minister. She also deserves credit for her contributions to Finland's national branding. However, it raises questions that a strong ideology or even well-crafted speeches don't seem enough anymore. The power of impressions and images appears stronger. Perhaps we are moving towards an age of even more simplified political communication. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Antti. And I think we've got time for maybe perhaps one or two questions. Yes.
Hi there. Thanks very much for that. I was wondering, did she have a speechwriter or a speechwriting team?
This is a very good question because in Finland, in government ministries, we don't have any special speechwriters whose title is speechwriter. Usually, speeches are written by public servants who are experts on their specific fields of governing and law. And there are special, you know, advisors also, and there is a communication team. So this is a bit of a mystery for me too. I can't say. Of course, there are people who helped her, but I think there hasn't been any particular specific speechwriter behind her.
So you are still the only speechwriter.
No. That's just a joke. But I every now and then Google that whether there are any freelance speechwriting services in Finland, apart from mine, of course, and I haven't found any.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.